That dirty, nasty sin is gone. I refuse to remember it ever again. And every guilt feeling that tries to come back at you, laugh at it and say, I am an innocent man. I am innocent. And if you don't believe that, you go ask my heavenly Father. I am innocent. You just go ask him if he remembers any sin on me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
The blessing of Abraham is available to every person who'll receive. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland reveals how the Word of God and the blessing work hand in hand.
Romans 13:9, Ephesians 5:8, 1 Thessalonians 5:5, Psalms 104. All of those scriptures state you are born of the light. You once were darkness, but now you are light. Put on the armor of light and walk in the light. Isn't that something? Now, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I'm going to wait till you get there. Are you there? Because I want you to be reading this. We're going to read it very slowly, word by word. 25th verse. I am he. Now, before I read this, I want you to remember something now. Blessed is the man whose transgressions are covered. Love covers the multitude of sin. Huh? That's scripture, isn't it? All right. I am he that blots out transgression. The word blot means to eradicate. Wipe out the ink. Not just mark the note paid. There's no more writing on the note. Amen. It's blank. I am he that blots out your transgressions. Now look. For my own sake. I said, Lord, I read that wrong. I thought he did it for my sake. He said, no, I did it for my sake. For your sake? He said, yeah, I cleansed my memory of it for my sake. I said, why for your sake? He said, do you want to remember ugly things about your children? I said, no. He said, what if you had the power to totally forget it? I said, I'd do it immediately. Why? I said, I don't want to remember that. He said, well, neither do I. Now get this. You got your shouting shirt on. Man, we're approaching shouting ground here. I, for my own sake, and will. Now, this is the will of God, isn't it? Did he use the word will or not? And I will not remember your sin. Now, God, who is love, has the supernatural power to blot out his mind. Love is the great memory cleansing agent. You have the same love shed abroad in your heart that God loved Jesus with. It's in you. And if you'll learn to operate it by faith, it'll blot out the stuff you don't want to remember. It'll blot out all memory of any ugly thing anybody ever did to you. Not only that, it blot out your memory of all the ugly stuff you did to somebody else, too. Now, then he immediately said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together You declare that you may be justified. You declare so that you may be made righteous. What? Put me in remembrance. You just got through saying that you're not going to remember. Put me in remembrance. I said, what are you saying here? And boy, he told me. And it is still the most exciting thing that I've heard in my adult life. He said, Kenneth, I am offering you and all the rest of my children a blank memory. Now you put in it what you want me to remember about you. Put me in remembrance. You declare, and that's what I'll remember. It overwhelms me yet. I can't hardly stand that, man. I can hardly stand that. He's love. He is compassion. He sent no more memory. All I see is my perfect baby. Before the foundation of the world, when I called you by your name. Perfect in me. Now, here I am, sweet thing. What do you want Daddy to remember? Oh, I'm so unworthy. I'm just so undeserving of your love. Why do you want me to remember that? And just constantly just bombard him with that over and over, trying to con him into doing something for you. You can't con God, particularly with unbelief, and insult the cross and expect that he's going to feel sorry for you and heal your sore back. Not hardly. But I'll tell you what does work. He is a pushover for love. I mean, and when he says, you say, I believe, I receive my cleansing, my forgiveness, it is mine. That dirty, nasty sin is gone. I refuse to remember it ever again. And every guilt feeling that tries to come back at you, laugh at it and say, I am an innocent man. I am innocent. And if you don't believe that, you go ask my heavenly Father, I am innocent. You just go ask him if he remembers any sin on me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. What do I want him to remember? Oh my, I want him to remember that I am believing for the harvest. I want him to remember that I am blessed. And remember, God, that I'm for you, not against you. Remember, I'm your right-hand man. Glory to God. Remember that I am here. I am ready. And I am ready to go. Anytime you need me, anywhere, anytime, praise God, you let me know. I am on go. Praise God. I am ready, ready, ready. I'm like Fred Price. The first time I ever saw Fred preach, he jumped up and ran out across the platform. This was in 1975. He ran out across the platform. He said, I am ready, Freddy. Well, I'm ready, Kenneth. Glory to God. I love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind and strength. I am determined. I am sold out to be a good steward over the commandment of love. I love my neighbor as myself, and I'm walking in the love. I am walking in the love. I am walking in the love. I'm walking in the love. I'm walking in the love. Hallelujah. Woo! Now that's something your heavenly Father can remember. There's a song that I don't sing anymore. Remember me when the candlelight's burning. Dear God. Come by here, Lord, come by. I'll be somewhere. I don't know where. No, praise God. I walk in His favor. Walk in His kindness and His love. When that woman put the hit on Joseph, he said, how could I do this terrible thing? Your husband has turned all of his affairs over to me. He has entrusted me. That man entrusted Joseph and the blessing that was on him. Joseph made him so rich he didn't know anymore how much money he had. He didn't even know how much household goods he had. He just left it up to Joseph, and the place got so big and so full of cattle, and he's blessed all over the place. And his stupid wife makes a hit on him, and he said, how could I do this terrible thing? Your husband has turned everything into my hand, and besides that, how could I violate my God? And ran. And she caught a hold of his coat and ripped it off of him as he ran out the door. And lied on him, had him arrested and thrown into jail. He didn't let it bother him. He just kept on walking in the love. Just kept on being blessed. He'd had two dreams. God gave him a dream and then he confirmed it. And once he had those dreams, he never would back off of it. He is blessed and he never would let God forget it. I had a dream. I had a dream. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. They throw him into prison, and the blessing just starts making a Garden of Eden out of that prison. And the jailer found out about it and turned the cell block over to him. And then the cell block began to prosper. And then the area warden turned the area over to him. And the area began to prosper. And finally, the warden turned the whole prison over to him. This is one of them old Egyptian prisons, man. You kidding me? There ain't no repeal in this place. You lose your head in this place. They turned the whole prison, and the Bible said the prison prospered. The warden retired and left the prisoner to run the prison. But he had the blessing of the Lord on him. And the Bible said God was with him. Oh, yeah, Brother Copeland, but that's Joseph. I want to tell you something, folks. There's a greater one than Joseph is here, and his name is Jesus, and God has turned the whole thing over to him, and we are walking with him. Praise the Lord. I mean, don't you ever pray, God be with me. Don't you ever pray that again. You pray, woo, come on, Lord. We're going to Anaheim. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus. Let's hijack this airplane while we're on it. There ain't no pirate terrorist going to get it. No. This is my airplane on the way to Anaheim. I own this little 3-foot square right here. I got a ticket to prove it. Now I'm going to Anaheim, and ain't nobody going to mess this airplane up. All these people are working for me and you, Jesus. Now, ministering angels of Almighty God, you get out there and you station on both wingtips. You get on the nose of this thing. You get on the tail end of it. And you remember the 91st Psalm that my Father told you and charged you to lift me up in your hands lest my feet dash against a stone. Now, hook them up. Oh, and Gloria and I used to ride airline. We hijacked every one of them. Get on there with a big smile on your face, you know. Hallelujah, I receive this airplane into this ministry. Glory to God. And that day's coming when I'll never have to ride another one of these cattle cars. Well, that day's here. Hallelujah. Amen. I just don't see how in the world God would ever bless me like that. Well, he just remembers good stuff about me. because he left it up to me to tell him.
Well, Brother Copeland, you mean you go to God and brag on yourself?
Oh, yeah. Not in a braggadocious way no more. No. It's a confession of faith. My faith in His love. My faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he's my big brother. He walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me things, and they're good things. And you spend time with him and say, Father, remember this. Remember this. Remember this. Oh, Lord, you remember when you said, blessed is the man whose sins are remitted and covered. I said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I got called on jury duty. Well, I didn't want to go down there and waste a day down there. But then I thought, well, okay. I said, Lord, you want me on a jury down there? Just let me at them. Well, they had that big jury room now. You know, I got all them people in there, and I had my Bible, and I got in there and got all my stuff done here. Man, I'm reading, and I'm studying, and I'm going through all of this. And I said, glory to God. I'd been in there several times before, and they never would pick me. And I'd walk in there, they'd say, hi, Brother Copeland. Well, and one time I walked in, a lady called up there and she said, you got time to be down here? I said, no. She said, go on home. But this last time, I went down there. I said, well, I believe the Lord. Maybe God wants me on one of these juries. And so, and sure enough, got picked. And I found out what courtroom I'm supposed to be in. Man, down there, got all ready. Sitting out there waiting, you know, and they kept waiting, and they kept waiting, and they kept waiting, and finally they came out and called the jury in. So we went in, and they had us all sit down there in these seats, and here come the judge. He walks over with a big smile on his face. He said, I apologize that all of you folks had to wait around here. He said, I don't know why, but just suddenly we just settled this case. And I sensed that there's something going on here. I said, Lord, what? And he talked to us for a good little bit, you know, and he said, I apologize to you. He said, you'll get, you know, credit for being on the jury, but you can go on home if you'd like. And I said, yeah, you know, I believe it will. So I walked out, and I'm headed over to the corner where one of the guys was going to pick me up and drive me back. I'm not standing. I said, Lord, what happened here? He said, well, one thing, the devil saw you on that jury, and he decided, I ain't no use in this. I mean, you know. And so he said, he just took off, and once the devil got over it, they got out of there. They just settled it like that. They just suddenly come to a settlement. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, I don't know where God would do anything to me or not. Will you shut up? You keep putting that in his memory. You don't want him remembering that? No, you want him to remember, hey, Lord, oh, hallelujah. You know, I'm the one you were talking about in your word where it says if we believe on the name of his son Jesus and love one another as you gave commandment, then we have assurance that anything we ask, you hear us. And when you hear us, we have the petitions that we desire. Now, you remember me? Yeah, I'm the one you wrote that to, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, I know you remember me. I'm the one that called on your name and you healed my back. I am the one that... You remember me when you remember the day I learned how to be grateful by faith? Do you remember that? I know. I'm the one that repented. Amen. Woo! Hey! Hey! Remember me? Yes! Yes, he remembers me! I tell you who he don't remember. That fool that died on the second day of November, 1962 in North Little Rock, Arkansas. That's the one he don't remember. And neither do I. Somebody give the Lord a shout and an amen. Glory to God.
Blessed Beyond Measure is a book that tells the truth about God, about how good He is, about the goodness of God. And the Scripture's full of Scriptures about how good God is. And so when you find out that He's good, it opens the door for you to be blessed beyond measure. It's a very simple, easy to understand plan that God has for us. He is good. He created everything good. And He wants us to enjoy good. The Lord wanted me to write this book and put it out everywhere. So I took it to be just an assignment, really. To me, it was one of the most important things I've ever done in my life. The more you open up to the Lord and the more you believe Him and trust His Word, the more He can move in there. He wants to move in because He's good. The more we enjoy of His goodness, the easier it is to trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more we enjoy. And it just continues on and on and on.
Order your copy of Gloria Copeland's hardcover book, Blessed Beyond Measure, for only $11. Visit our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copy for family and friends. Order Blessed Beyond Measure, the hardcover book by Gloria Copeland, today.
Love doesn't just cover a multitude of sins. God obliterates our sin. He doesn't remember our sin. It's gone. He says He blots it out of His memory when we repent of them. When we repent for not believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we repent for the things that we mess up on. It's called sin. It's not your mistake. It's called sin, as my dad says. We have to choose to walk in that. We have to choose to walk in love. You know the thing about love? Love will keep you from sin. When you walk in love, it's hard to get into sin. Say this after me today. I'm walking in love. Say it again. I'm walking in love. I am walking in love today. I am walking in love. This is my confession of faith. My faith is in God's love. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say it again. I am walking in the love of God today. Father, we determine we are walking in Your love today. Father, I thank You for prompting us. I thank You for moving us, for opening our eyes to just how You see people. Open our eyes, Lord, to the love of God that You have for people. It's on the inside of us. We stir it up and we choose today to walk in it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our product offer this week is Blessed Beyond Measure. This is my mother's book. It's such a good book. Please order it. You know, there's questions that people have sometimes. Like, if God is so good, why is there so much evil and pain in the world? Well, she helps answer those. You know, God's not the only one at work in the earth. And with the devil and all evil operating around us, we don't have to operate in it. We don't have to be affected by it. We can enjoy God's best and His blessings. So order this book today. It's going to be a blessing to you, and it's going to help you to learn how to walk in His blessing. It's just 1 week until our Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November the 8th through the 10th in Woodbridge, Virginia. Come and join us. This meeting is such a great meeting, and this is a very important time for us to be in Washington, D.C. You know, don't forget to vote. Vote. That's important. And you're going to hear at that victory campaign, you're going to hear the direction of the Lord. And after the results of the election, you're going to hear what the Lord has to say about it. The prophecies that come out and the word of the Lord is always so strong. And it helps us to be in agreement with what the Lord has planned, with the attitude the Lord has planned for us to come together and hear the word and hear from the man of God. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. It's going to be good. Remember today, all day, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year.
read you this. I carry it with me all the time. In the name of God and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to the man of God, Pastor Kenneth Copeland, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, from Iraqi prisoner in Pakistan jail. Now, this is an Iraqi in jail in Pakistan. And age 30, I have just prayed the prayer of salvation, which is in the first page of your magazine, Believer's Voice of Victory. My decision is walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord God, our Maker, and His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I need your help to start my new life in Christ, family. In the end, I thank my brothers in Christ from Nigeria for their help to me by sending this letter to you. Now, here's an Iraqi in jail in Pakistan being ministered to by Nigerians who took him a Believer's Voice of Victory magazine.
The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is distributed worldwide in over 135 countries to almost 570,000 people. Because of the partners of this ministry, the BVOV magazine will continue to bring faith, wisdom, encouragement, and love to readers around the world. Together, we're making a difference.
Get up! Get up! Get up and declare my word, saith the Lord, for your victory is at hand in greater measure than ever before. Not because of greater work and labor on your part, but because of your faith in the blessing, and your inheritance is at hand. Rise up and head through the door. This is the hour of your victory. You will not fail it.
Your door is open. Come out for an intimate time together in God's Word with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It's time for the 2007 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join us from the 8th to the 10th of November at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, visit us online at kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If I will not open the windows of heaven and empty out a blessing, I want to be connected with the windows of heaven. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that God saying, I'll empty out the windows of heaven on you.